Idaho's 94.9 The River with Ken and Deb at 808. Eric Garcia, maestro of the Boise Phil, is in studio, and we have a performance or two coming up this weekend. And always something a little bit different from the Boise Phil. We just had the Pops concert not too long ago.
That's right.
Just blew us away. Now you've got something totally different. The Virtuoso Orchestra. Explain, please.
Yes. Yeah. Because I've come up, had people come up to me that said, that will say to me, Eric, every orchestra is a virtuoso concert. Mm-hmm. If you're playing Mozart, if you're playing Beethoven, that requires a level of virtuosity.
Yeah.
Why is this one called the Virtuoso Orchestra? So these are three works, and the main work on the program is Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra, which, besides being one of the great classics of all time, is notoriously one of the most difficult pieces to perform. Mm-hmm. As a major orchestra.
Okay.
So you worked the orchestra really hard.
We started rehearsals last night.
Oh.
So, I mean, per our typical schedule, we start every Monday night. No secret there. And so they sound already just absolutely incredible, which is no surprise to me, definitely. But it's the amount of concentration, of technique, that's required of all of this repertoire, but especially the Bartok is really incredible.
A lot of solos?
Yeah, so, usually a concerto is for just one single person and orchestra accompaniment. This one really, Bartok, the composer will kind of move around the orchestra and suddenly you'll realize, oh, the oboes are the soloists. Okay, now it's the flutes who are really the soloists, or maybe the strings all together are acting as one big soloist.
Right.
Playing a part. So every major section in the orchestra, my instrument included, the percussionist, get featured at some point. And so I think it should be also a concerto for conductor as well. Because the conductor gets featured too.
Because the conductor gets featured too.
Because they're the keeping everything together. But in all seriousness, it's just a really demanding, but such an incredible program. This is one of my absolute favorites of the entire season. I'm so very happy with this program, and I've been waiting all spring for it, so I'm so excited.
We have a composer-artist coming to town also that's got some Basque roots we want to talk
about.
That's right.
And his mother, who is of Basque descent, will be joining him as well for the concert. Sean Shepherd is just making an enormous noise in the musical community around the world, and this piece that we're performing by him was premiered by the New York Philharmonic. The New York Philharmonic commissioned Sean to write this piece, and we are the second orchestra in the world to perform this piece.
So he's had to up his game.
So the New York Philharmonic, now the Boise Philharmonic, and I'm just so proud of that, and the fact that he will be here. He's traveling here to talk to the audience before we perform his piece, and then he and I will run out to the lobby right after his piece during intermission, and meet with as many people as we can in the lobby. So people are welcome to come up to us and talk to us and talk about anything they want. Of course, I'll have to run back very quickly and go conduct Bartok on
still
the second
doing a show.
Half.
See ya.
But I will be happy to be out there as long as I can. But it's a great opportunity to meet a real live living composer who writes for the New York Philharmonic and orchestras around the world.
You're going to take him down to the Basque Center?
District. Yeah.
And we're going to take him down to the Basque District as well. So we have a schedule set up for him. He's in town starting on Wednesday. But he's very excited. He's from Reno originally, even though he now lives in New York. And so he knows this area. He knows this part of the country really well. And he's very excited to get back to it and see his family and hear his piece by the Boise Philharmonic.
And we have one other piece you're talking about?
And one other piece, The Chairman Dances by John Adams, John Adams is probably the most famous American living composer alive today. And this is just such an incredible piece. What I love about John's music is it has relentless rhythmic energy. And it was written around a time when he was a so-called minimalist composer. So he'll sit on a chord just like any great pop artist will for four bars.
Yeah.
And then he'll move on to another chord. So it gives you time to really settle in.
Oh, you're saying he's a bar hopper?
yes. I don't know if he's ever been called that, okay. But John is a very relaxed guy, so I'm sure he'd be happy to take that nom de plume. But it's just, it's a really great kind of groove piece. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun, and I know the audience, if you haven't heard it before, you'll love it. Well, and you'll write out and download it immediately.
The history of this piece, what it's all about, Chairman Mao Zedong's
wife.
It's basically about her and
her dancing?
It's
basically about the chairman's wife, who was at one time a B-movie star.
Yeah.
And she kind of, in this fantasy world, comes into this banquet being held with Nixon and the chairman, and just starts dancing and kind of takes the attention away from everything else. And Mao joins in with her.
Wow.
And they kind of dance this incredible dance, and she's swaying about. And so we have these lovely, like, lush kind of cinematic themes that she would have danced to or act to in the 1930s, and then these just kind of pulsing rhythms that's the chairman dancing.
Right.
His rhythms are a bit more austere, but when she dances, it's slower, it's very, like I said, just nice swing melodies, beautiful melodies, and all together it's just a really cool 10-minute kind of romp. It's right. So much fun. I love it.
All
it's
right.
A great program. Like I said, I've been waiting for this program all season. I can't say how excited I am. And I know the audience will absolutely love it.
And you have two opportunities to see this.
That's right.
Coming up on Friday night.
Friday night at Nampa at the Brandt Center, and Saturday night here in Boise at the Morrison.
Any tickets left on this, you think?
I didn't go check all the seats yet.
he's nodding his head. A few tickets left.
I think there's some tickets left. But as always, I'd recommend getting there sooner than later. It's always a good idea just for your scheduling at boisefill.org.